Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. 60% of Israelis believe that President Obama cannot be trusted. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
A recent poll in Israel revealed that Israelis believe the United States administration under Barack Obama is not objective in the Middle East dispute, but he is pro-Palestinian, and when asked if Obama can be trusted, 60% said the United States president cannot be trusted to take Israeli interest into account when making decisions pertaining to the Middle East. These poll results also come from the continuing pressure being applied by the Obama administration to freeze all building in the Jewish settlements, including the city of Jerusalem, a non-starter for the majority of Israelis. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The deterioration in the relationship between the United States and Israel is a precursor to an end times prophecy that will be fulfilled in maybe the very near future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The recent poll taken among Israelis that indicated the lack of trust the body politic of Israel has for U.S. President Obama in his Middle East policy decisions is a revealing insight into how the world scene is being prepared for end-time prophecy. Israel's best friend has always been the United States over the years, and now that relationship is coming apart. The United States has always been the protector of the Jewish state when Israel would come under fire or be threatened by one of its many enemies. Bible prophecy does reveal that the world will move against the Jewish state, and the time of Jacob's trouble will intensify to the time that the Jewish state will come to the point of total destruction. That's Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45, Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, and Joel chapter 2, verse 3. The Lord will dispatch the archangel Michael to come to earth to protect the Jewish people from complete annihilation. That's Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I believe America has been blessed because of her relationship with Israel. But at the rapture of the church, Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, the backbone of this nation of America, the born-again Christians, will depart and the United States-Israel relationship will totally disappear. We are today seeing this scenario coming better into focus, and with the Israeli lack of trust for the Obama administration increasing, it is indeed a precursor to Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...